Join the conversation.
Email pippah@capetalk.co.za.
So let's start with some live gigs and music and outdoor events you might want to check out. Obviously, the big thing happening this weekend is the Two Oceans Marathon. Good luck to everybody who is brave enough to take on either the half marathon or the ultra. Everybody else, please remember there are road closures associated with the event. So do check out the details on the EWN website or on primemediaplus.com if you're not quite sure which roads will be affected. If 42 kilometres sounds entirely too much work, perhaps we can convince you to try a workout on the beach instead. The weather's looking quite nice for tomorrow morning. Blouberg Beachfront hosting a free mega workout with hashtag We Do Transformations. They tell us all fitness levels are welcome. If you feel like getting a bit of exercise in a beautiful location with fantastic views, just show up on Saturday morning at 9 o'clock. It's an hour long class from 9 until 10. Anybody is welcome. You don't have to pay a cent, but you should register in advance on Quicket, please. It's the workout Blouberg Beach. All you need to take along is a sweat towel and some water. I would recommend sunscreen as well, and perhaps take a friend along to make it more fun. I'm told there are going to be cash prizes given away. I don't know if that's for the person who can do the most burpees in 5 minutes or what they're for, but go and join that on Blouberg Beachfront tomorrow between 9 and 10. Or if you feel like laughing, you're exercising your laughing muscles rather, there is a comedy improv show on tomorrow night at the Outlaw Base, which is at 80 Hote Street here in town. They're hosting comedians Kate Pinchuk, Megan Spencer and Danielle Duplessis. It's all about improvised comedy, hilarious improvised games, challenging the participants to think on the spot, as it were. It is tomorrow evening at 8 o'clock, although the doors will open from 6 already. There is a charge for this one, 150 Rand a ticket, and booking is on Quicket. Just search for Comedy with Friends at the Outlaw Base in Hote Street. Musically, the big gig is tonight at City Hall. Well done to you if you were smart enough to book early for Abdullah Ibrahim. Sorry for everybody else. I'm afraid the tickets have sold out. And for those of you who were smart and got their tickets, have an amazing time this evening. What a privilege to be able to hear Abdullah Ibrahim play at City Hall. Other options for everybody else to include: the monthly concert at Ratanga Park in Century City is on Sunday evening. Emo Adams on stage this month. The gates will open at 4. The concert starting at 5 o'clock. You're welcome to bring your own picnic, or you can buy something from the food trucks who will be there. Tickets are 200 Rand for adults on Quicket, and the show is free for those who are under the age of 12. And then also on Sunday night, if you're a classical music fan, why not catch a slightly different version of The Four Seasons, Vivaldi's famous work, being performed at the Alma Cafe by World Cafe, featuring Petrus de Beer on violin, Skalk Jabeur on bass, and Stanislav Angelov on the accordion. Yes, you heard me right. The Four Seasons with bass, violin, and accordion at the Alma Cafe. That one's on Sunday evening at 6 for 6:30. Tickets are 250 Rand a person, and you can book by emailing bookings@almacafe.co.za. That's in Rosebank, for those who don't know. Art lovers want to flag an exhibition at the Sisonke Gallery, which is within the Cape Heritage Hotel. It's called After the Fire. Multimedia artist Tamlin Blake has taken salvaged pieces of broken china, which have been retrieved from the ashes of a home that was devastated by fire, and reformed them into new pieces of art. The exhibition is on until the 28th of April at the Sisonke Gallery, daily from 9 until 5. And then we told you about it yesterday, but just one more reminder, the Cape Town Adventure Film Festival kicks off today. Bookings are on Quicket. There's a whole variety of adventure and outdoor themed films in both short and documentary length. All the information available on Cape Town AdventureFilm.com.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation.
You're with Cape Talk.
Right, next we're going to find out what is happening in the world of theatre. And for this we call on critic and publicist Alison Foote.
Hi, Pippa. Well, the Baxter is brimming with excellent theatre fare this weekend and beyond. Othello, Lara Foote's lauded production, is in the main Pam Golding venue, a provocative decolonial interpretation of the original Shakespeare piece. Set in Namibia, then German Southwest Africa, it invites audiences to grapple with the legacies of the brutal violence of colonization, hinting at the Herero and Numbe genocide in the early 20th century. Starring names like Atandwa Kani, Albert Pretorius, Carla Smith, and other outstanding cast members, the season runs to the 4th of May with tickets from 150. Then to coincide with Othello, internationally acclaimed South African actress and director Dame Janet Sussman will be in conversation with Shakespeare specialist Professor Chris Thurman. This is on tonight only and takes place just prior to Othello from 5 to 6 p.m. Tickets cost 100 rand and, as you know, all Baxter bookings are through web tickets. Then Marion Tam is back on the boards in the Golden Arrow studio with her one-woman show, Round of Applause, South Africa Still Standing. An investigative journalist and currently the associate editor of the Daily Maverick, you can expect an evening of stimulating and hilarious conversation, celebrating the strengths of South Africa's democracy. The show, perfectly timed in the lead-up to the next elections, runs to 27 April and goes without saying that this is one to add to your theatre outing itinerary. Tickets cost 150 rand throughout. Over at Artscape, opera and drama fans can catch Shorts, a festival of bite-sized operas that run between 45 and 60 minutes apiece. From the riveting Trial by Media, starring Brittany Smith and Van Beek Venter, that focuses on the impact of social media on the Oscar Pistorius trial, to a poignant and really moving one-woman French opera, starring Janelle Fasahi, and then the light comedic opera The Impresario by Mozart, this is the perfect season for first-time opera goers and for those who really love the art form. Tickets cost 150 and they are through web tickets. Have a stunning time enjoying theatre across our marvellous city.
Thank you so much, Alison Foote. Do remember you can check out more of her travel and lifestyle writing on her blog, which is capetowndiva.com. For a podcast recommendation, let's hear what our digital producer Rafik Wahid has chosen this week.
Imagine you're struggling with back pain for months. No one can tell you what's wrong. Then you find a doctor.
And the words that he said that I wanted to hear was, "I can fix you." And, you know, those are magic words. I was in pain and somebody, a neurosurgeon, said, "I can fix you."
This week's recommendation is a podcast titled Dr. Death, which focuses on horrific cases of medical malpractice. Season 1 tells the story of Christopher Dunch, a Texas surgeon who was convicted of gross malpractice after 31 of his patients were left seriously injured after he operated on them, and two patients died during his surgery. Season 2 focuses on Farid Fata, a hematologist and oncologist convicted for prescribing chemotherapy to patients who either did not have cancer or whose condition did not warrant chemotherapy. In the series, victims and family members share their harrowing stories.
Nothing but good reports and a list of accolades that were 2 pages long.
When you talk to him, he's engaging, he seems very intelligent, he's witty, he's charming.
He'd always talk about, "I'm going to be a doctor."
But he has this dark side that he likes to keep separate and hidden from everybody else.
All 25 episodes of Dr. Death are available on your favorite podcatcher. That's it from me for this week. Happy listening.
Thank you so much, Rafik Wahid. Ah, oh, the moment you've all been waiting for. Maxine is back from her travels. The movie mogul is back with us to give us this week's new releases live. Maxine Peters, over to you.
Thanks, Rufa.
I don't write songs to be famous. I write songs because I don't know what I'd do if I didn't. I want people to hear my voice. Blah. And just forget their troubles. You gotta remember, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Amy Winehouse!
We only said goodbye, we would. I died 100 times. You go away.
I wanna be remembered for just being me.
The black.
Yeah, the big release this weekend is Back to Black, the biographical film based on the life of British singer-songwriter Amy Winehouse. The movie tells the story of Winehouse, played by Marissa Abella, about her early rise to fame, the making of her groundbreaking album Back to Black that capitulated her to a global fame, to her tragic death eventually at the age of 27.
It's an unimaginable evil. It's the power to kill by fear itself.
Like, literally scared to death?
Now it's headed straight for us.
something trying to get out?
Many things.
It's commanding an army of the undead.
I think we're all going to die.
Hold on your ass!
Yeah, who are you going to call? The Ghostbusters. They are back for some great family viewing this weekend. Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. This time the team is led by Paul Rudd. He is reuniting with the original cast to save New York from a second ice age. Also opening today is Mother's Instinct. It stars Jessica Chastain and Anne Hathaway as two friends who live a traditional lifestyle with successful husbands and sons of the same age. But then there's a tragic accident and guilt, suspicion and paranoia then combine to unravel their sisterly bond. Happy watching.
Miss the conversation?
Miss the conversation?
Go to primemediaplus.com.
All right, we're going to finish with some recommendations for the small screen. And no listener questions this week. We do have a little bit of news. I know we have certain members of the audience waiting with bated breath for the new season of Bridgerton on Netflix. Just to flag the fact that there's a new trailer out to whet your appetite. And it gives us a little bit more insight into what is coming. Season 3, going to focus on Penelope Featherington and her relationship with Colin Bridgerton. You can check out the trailer on social media. And just to remind you, Netflix has already confirmed the first four episodes are going to drop on the 13th of May, and then you'll get the second half of the new season on the 13th of June. So make a date in the notebook for the 13th of May if you're waiting for it, and check out the trailer in the meantime. That's still a month or so away though. Max, let's talk about what's happening this week. And on the terrestrial channels, I think the big release of the week is on M-Net on Monday evening.
This one is the series Apples Never Fall. It's a star-studded thriller drama series led by Annette Bening. And the supporting casts includes Sam Neill and Alison Brie. The Delaney family seems happy, but then their matriarch Joy, she disappears. And it forces her husband and the four adult children to reassess their family history. This one premieres on Monday evening at 8 p.m. And there's no under-16s for this
Getting very good early reviews. So Apples Never Fall, Monday night on Mnet. What's the Sunday night movie on Mnet?
Fear the Night. This one's an action flick led by Maggie Q, who plays an Iraqi war veteran. When home invaders strike during her sister's bachelorette party, she doesn't take it lying down. A reminder, this one is starting at 9 p.m. due to the fact that Chasing the Sun is airing in the 8 p.m. slot.
Okay, if you cannot wait until 9 p.m. or stay awake that long, you do have an option on ETV. What have they got?
Kingsman, The Golden Circle, that's at 8 p.m. Great one. The other Kingsman movies, I didn't like that much, but this one is good.
This is lots of fun. Okay. Two picks over on the British channels. Let's start with one for the game show fans.
It's the new season of The Weakest Link. It starts on Wednesday, 8 p.m. BBC Brit. That's channel 120 on DSTV. 12 new episodes with comedian Ramesh Ranganathan in the hosting role. This season is all celebrity contestants playing for charity.
And half the fun is that some of them are absolutely rubbish at answering trivia questions. It is really good fun. Okay, The Weakest Link is on BBC Brit. That's channel 120, Wednesday at 8 p.m. And then I'm really looking forward to The Famous Super Vet, because this season is very relevant to our audience.
Yeah, season 8 is starting on Monday at 4 p.m. on BBC Earth. Vet Noel Fitzpatrick and his team are going on safari, and they bring their expertise to wild animals right here in South Africa.
I've never seen this show before, but I know the last time we mentioned him, everybody got in a flurry about Super Vet. So, okay, one to watch. Season 8 starting on BBC Earth, which is channel 184, on Monday afternoon at 4. Right, over on the streaming services, what's happening on Netflix?
Well, if you want some trashy reality, then there's a double helping for you on Monday. Season 9 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and season 14 of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. And if you want solid natural history content, then look out for Our Living World, a new documentary nature series narrated by Kate Blanchett, which drops on Wednesday. And if you want a tearjerker of note, then try the movie A Journey. It drops today, about a woman who declines treatment for a cancer and chooses rather to go on a bucket list journey with a husband and a best friend.
Take some tissues with you for that one. Okay.
And if you want to really laugh, then there's a new Jimmy Carr special dropping on Tuesday. It's called Natural Born Killer.
Right, all of the above on Netflix this week. There's also some good quality stuff coming to Apple TV by the looks of things. Apple TV Plus, should we start with Franklin?
Yeah, it's a limited series. It premieres today. It stars Michael Douglas as Benjamin Franklin, the American inventor who helped forge an independent nation. The first three episodes drop today, and then there'll be one a week for the next 5 weeks.
Okay, and then the other big release on Apple is a movie.
Yeah. Argyle. We spoke about it a couple of weeks ago when it came out in theatres. Didn't get great reviews, but it's an all-star cast, including Bryce Dallas Howard, Henry Cavill, Dua Lipa, Samuel L. Jackson, and sure. Sam Rockwell. Drops on Apple today.
Okay. Then over on Showmax, have you got anything for us this week?
A couple of new series to binge. From today, you can try the new season of Tokyo Vice. It's based on the true story of an American journalist who's riding along with the Tokyo police in the late 1990s. Look out for Baby Driver, Ansel Elgort, and Ken Watanabe in the cast. I watched this. I loved it. I didn't know I liked Japanese gangsters that much. From Tuesday, you can binge season 3 of the comedy Resident Alien, about a not so undercover alien who's posing as a human doctor in the town of Patience. And from tomorrow, you can catch the sports documentary Tony Hawk, Until the Wheels Fall Off. And this one follows the legendary skateboarder's rise to fame and finds out how he keeps pushing limits even now that he's in his 50s. I mean, we do that every day.
Absolutely.
We're not in our 50s, but we're getting there.
Don't think we're going to look quite as good on a skateboard either, but what can we say? Here's for the 50-year-olds. Max, thank you so much. Maxine Peters, just a reminder, if you have got questions about your TV viewing, when your favourite show is coming back, etc., you're welcome to pop me an email anytime during the week and ask away. We'll try and get an answer for you by the following Friday's TV segment.